In the late 1970s, Washington's punk rock scene was lively and diverse. There were arty groups that were right at home playing in galleries and museums, but there was also White Boy, a band with a teenage following and a teenage sense of humor, demonstrated by its best-selling underground single, I Could Puke. Now one member of White Boy is back, recording as Seven Door Sedan. And critic Mark Jenkins says 3 decades later, Glenn Kowalski sounds pretty grown up.
The crooner singing about his chlorine girl is Glenn Kowalski, who handles all the instruments on Killer Good, the debut album by Seven Door Sedan. Kowalski was just 17 when he began playing guitar with White Boy under the alias Jake Whip. That's with two P's. The band was fronted by the wildest performer in town, the guitarist's father, who used the name Mr. Ott. The younger Kowalski is still a rocker, but new songs like Roll It Away rely more on finesse than shock value. Like a lot of DC musicians who came of age in the 1970s, Kowalski is indebted to the artier side of British glam rock. The music of Seven Door Sedan recalls David Bowie and Roxy Music, mid-tempo material that balances aggression and elegance. Kowalski's voice has matured into a cool baritone that sometimes recalls Brian Ferry. But that's not his only influence. On Caught in Between, Kowalski sounds a lot like literary British folk rocker Lloyd Cole. Kowalski began experimenting with crude home recording even before White Boy became an underground sensation, selling some 5,000 copies of the self-released I Could Puke. So it's no surprise that he recorded Killer Good almost by himself, skillfully layering multiple instruments. If Kowalski's studio technique has improved, so has his outlook. Slightly Wonderful suggests that the middle-aged musician has left teenage alienation far behind.
Not complaining. Today might be one of the good ones. Sometimes things are kind of wonderful.
Since Kowalski recorded Killer Good, Seven Door Sedan has become a real band, playing live with a four-man lineup. But the key to the group's sound remains the link between its leader's vocals and playing. The two interlock on songs like the serenely raucous Nothing Like You, demonstrating that singing and guitar are both forms of Glenn Kowalski's voice.
The new album by Seven Door Sedan is called Killer Good. Mark Jenkins reviews music for Blurt and The Washington Post and reviews film for NPR.org and RealDC.com. And for this week, that's Metro Connection.